A major review of Australian native title has been launched today. The review was carried out by the Australian Law Reform Commission. It's taken over 2 years to come up with its findings, and among the findings was that the process of native title is unduly onerous, complex and technical, and the review has called for amendments to streamline proof requirements. It comes off the back of the federal government's white paper for Northern Australia, which was released earlier this month, which aspired to have all current native title claims finalised within a decade. Cairns lawyer Michael Neal has been working on land rights for Indigenous Australians since the 1980s, and he joined me a little earlier in the studio to discuss the findings of the review. He likes what he's seen.
If I can give you a bit of context, of course, Australia was settled by Britain some 227 years ago, and the British Crown claimed sovereignty then. It was only 23 years ago that the High Court recognised a form of native title being recognised under Australian common law. After that High Court decision in 1992, there was a year of what I'll briefly describe as panic and panic mongering, followed by the Native Title Act, which was vigorously debated in the Commonwealth Parliament. That Act's now had 22 years of operation, and the Law Reform Commission has published a comprehensive review to try and simplify the system where that's possible, and to me it seems like a reasonably conservative set of recommendations that they've made.
I'm looking at it there. You've printed it out. It's hundreds of pages. What did you make of the biggest findings within it?
The aims of the Native Title Act and the federal court that now provides determinations of native title is to ensure that there is a reliable process for recognition of rights and interests of Indigenous people where that has not been extinguished. The Law Reform Commission attempts to introduce some efficiencies into that system while still ensuring that it's a reliable system. If I can point to an observation made by one of the federal court judges recently, he said there's a need for constructive change to a system that is often characterised by formulaic approaches to dispute resolution, slowness and expense in arriving at outcomes, and outcomes that are at times considered of limited or no utility. So, in summary, there are rote responses from some people to native title claims. The process is slow, it is expensive, and sometimes it is of little effective benefit. The Law Reform Commission has attempted to address some of the highly technical issues that contribute to the slowness and the expense. And it comes at a time when there's a very interesting white paper about development of Northern Australia, and I'm very interested in the timing of the two papers and whether they may assist each other.
You think they might work in with each other, the recommendations? Because the white paper was, as I mentioned in the introduction, hoping to have all current claims finalised within a decade, and then there was all these other things said about land tenure as well.
One of the provisions of the white paper is that the Commonwealth will work with Indigenous communities, business and northern jurisdictions to simplify and modernise land arrangement. Modernise land arrangements in the north, that of course includes Indigenous and non-Indigenous. It also made the observation that efficient resolution of native title claims allows native title holders to more easily use their rights for economic development. There could be a very positive confluence of events with these two papers.
Yeah. So connection was mentioned in there. What is connection?
Connection is the continued observance of traditional laws and customs by Aboriginal groups. And currently there's a requirement that really each generation of Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people must prove connection to the area claimed from the time of sovereignty. So in Far North Queensland, that's often to the 1870s. With a community that has in the past based its communications on oral storytelling, oral traditions, learning handed down from to parents to children and grandparents to grandchildren, it's often a very difficult piece of detective work to come up with sufficient evidence to show that every generation has maintained connection to land. The Law Reform Commission has suggested that there should be a requirement that to show that there's been continuity of connection substantially uninterrupted since sovereignty. So the words substantially uninterrupted have been
added.
Provided.
Yeah. Mm.
On ABC local radio across Queensland, you're hearing from Michael Neal here. He is a land rights lawyer based in Cairns in far north Queensland. We're talking after the launch of a major review of Australian native title today. Michael Neal, you were mentioning just how hard the detective work is sometimes in figuring out that connection back through the generations. How do you go about doing that?
Most of the time, representative bodies set up by the Commonwealth Government, but managed and run by Indigenous people and groups, commission historical and anthropological work to talk to people and examine records going back to the earliest written records. It's a painstaking, difficult process.
Mm. So the addition of a couple of words in that review, is that quite significant?
It is. The reliance on written records and written evidence in a culture that has up to recently and still does rely on oral traditions means that there's a fairly substantial discord between the two cultures, the Australian legal system and Aboriginal society.
Has the conjecture around the connection held up native title cases in the past and led to them being dragged on for a long time?
Absolutely. There have been determinations of native title that have been successful and taken, a decade and a half is not an unknown.
So 15 years is considered average?
No, I don't think there is a reliable average these days because the facts are so different in each case. But the federal court has done a sterling job in the last few years of putting pressure on all groups to settle claims more quickly. But it does take an enormously long time, a huge amount of energy and resources, and in some cases, I'm understanding that Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islanders will say, well, to what great benefit? So recommendations that do not erode the reliability of a determination, but allow a more sort of sensible, reasoned approach to getting evidence to court and allow the court to not be hamstrung by unnecessary technical requirements of the Native Title Act has got to be a good thing.
Mm. What are the benefits of getting the Native Title process, of improving the Native Title process, like the review wants to do and potentially like the White Paper wants to do?
Recognition of Native Title is one step. It's recognition of an existing interest in land. I own freehold land in Cairns. I have a bit of paper that says it. Most Aboriginal people don't. Native title is simply really getting a bit of paper to say that your interest in land is recognised. There are plenty of other issues, health, education, economic development, community stability, that need to be addressed. And I would think that if the realm of issues are addressed and the native title system is made easier, then that will help relieve some demands on this area and more attention can be focused on other areas.
So that was Michael Neal. He is a Cairns lawyer. He works in land rights. He's been working with Indigenous people since the 1980s. And we were talking following the release of a major review of Australian native title that has been carried out by the Australian Law Reform Commission.